Hello, dears, and welcome to Witchy Minutes. This is a podcast where we talk about paranormal activities and general Wiccan-based ideology. It will be about 15 to 30 minutes of discussion and trials of explanation. I hope everyone can enjoy and have a relaxing time learning if even I, a full-born and raised Wiccan, can call some bull on something considered paranormal. I'm Erin, the main person running this podcast. You can find information on me below, as well as information on Barossa Media Group. The topic for today is simple. The toss hump. What is the toss hump? Well, that's where things get odd. See, while we understand and know that the toss hump is supposedly a phenomenon that happened, the origins and sound of it are iffy. No one really knows. Before we get too far into that, though, the town of Taos. It's in north central New Mexico and has been home to many famous residents, including Julia Roberts, Dennis Hopper, D.H. Lawrence. It's supposedly a small, laid-back, artsy community that is also home to the unusual mystery, the Taos Hum. A variety of theories have been offered for the Taos Hum. They range from the fantastic to the psychological to the paranormal. From stoned hippies to secret government mind control experiments, I don't think anyone knows where the Toss Hum is from or why the Toss Hum is even there. What we do know about the Toss Hum is that Joe Mullins, a professor of engineering at the University of New Mexico, conducted research into it. Based on a survey of residents, only about 2% of the general population was believed to be hearers, those who claimed to be able to detect the hum. Sensitive equipment was placed in the homes of several of the hearers, measuring sounds and vibrations, but after extensive testing, nothing unusual was detected. What the research did reveal, however, was that there was not a single identifiable toss hum, but instead several different ones that people reported. Some described it as a whir, some a hum, some a buzz. The fact that not everyone heard the same thing was puzzling and suggests that they may have been reporting subjective experiences that was not the objective sound that people were expecting the toss hum to be. Now, mystery sounds are nothing new. And of course, Taos is not the only place plagued by unknown noises. In fact, there are dozens of other cities, both big and small, in which residents claim to hear something strange, just as there may be more than one explanation for unidentified lights in the sky or along the skyline, including aircraft, cloud-reflecting spotlights, car headlights, and so on. There may be more than one explanation for an unidentifiable sound. The mysterious sounds range from high-pitched squeals to low murmurs or faint rumbles. The explanations are almost as varied as the sounds themselves. This is, of course, not to say that the noises weren't real. In fact, in 2012, residents in Borneo reported hearing bizarre roaring and snoring noises, beginning very early in the morning and lasting a few hours until dawn. This happened 2 days in a row, frightening and puzzling locals. Investigation revealed that the mysterious noises were caused by a nearby factory testing their boiler while the plant was closed. In February 2014, a mysterious, short-lived, loud droning, unearthly sound, like in science fiction films, was reported in the skies over Coventry, England. It baffled residents for miles, but an unseen airplane was later revealed to have been the cause. Some reports of unexplained sounds were later revealed just to be hoaxes. For example, a video posted on YouTube in January 2012 by a young Canadian university student contained strange sounds that she asked for help in explaining. The mysterious video went viral and garnered nearly 2 million views before it was exposed as a prank. She told the local newspaper that she only made the video to show friends and family how easy it was and how they should never believe everything they see online. This is where we get into the explanations. Many of them are considered physical. Humans, of course, live in a constant sea of background noise. You don't tend to notice it until you start listening and paying attention. While many may assume that locating the source of a sound should be easy, in practice it can be very difficult. There are hundreds of potential sources of noises, including traffic and boats and planes, insects, large machines, wind, freight trains, mining. It's not as simple as listening for a sound and walking towards it until you find the source. Many researchers suggest the answer to the Toss Hum mystery may be found in the inner world of personal experience instead of the outer world of factories and heavy equipment. What does your tongue taste like? What does your nose smell like? What does your ear sound like? These are not silly, simple questions, but instead may hold part of the answer. Even though we don't notice it, our ears sometimes create their own noises. And because the sounds can be subtle, and because many people are constantly surrounded by sound, whether it be music, television, video games, or just typical noisy city life, we don't hear them until it's very quiet or we're listening carefully. This phenomenon, called spontaneous autoacoustic emissions, is different than auditory disorders such as tinnitus, which causes a ringing in the ears. It might explain some of the hearers' reports. The fact that only a tiny percentage of people claimed to hear the toss hum was also puzzling. It's not that the other 98% of the toss population had poor hearing, but instead perhaps those who had heard the hum were superheroes with unusually keen hearing. Or it is also possible that given such a weak effect in such a few number of people and whose descriptions of the hum did not always match up, the hum is merely an auditory hallucination. Such hallucinations do not necessarily indicate any sort of mental illness or disturbance, but may simply be a result of a common and harmless psychological and physiological process. Neurologist Oliver Sacks, for example, has written extensively on both visual and auditory hallucinations in his books. Some of the toss hum hearers have even reported hearing it after they've moved out of the area. As always, in science and the paranormal, unexplained does not always mean unexplainable. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Witchy Minutes. Don't forget to check out the other podcast hosted by us here at Barossa Media Group. Thank you, and I hope to see you again.